You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. What we learn from our families is often very private. It's knowledge we keep inside of us. Filmmaker Mark DeSena is hoping to open a window onto that kind of family life with his new film, The War Inside, involving his own childhood home movies. The film's a project of the Center for Asian American Media, or CAM, which is hosting its 31st annual festival this year and launching a new national initiative to collect and preserve Asian American home movies. KALW's Ben Trefney spoke with DeSena about the value of finally bringing these national memories to light and DeSena's personal contribution to the collection.
You know, it's what's really interesting seeing your home movies, especially, and it's, you know, a personal journey in many ways. My family, my parents were separated when I was young. My mom brought us here. And, you know, she didn't have any desire to you know, hold on to our cultural identity. She wanted us to fit in. She wanted us to assimilate. So, you know, other than eating Japanese food and being around my brothers, I didn't really have that cultural identity of being Asian. So it's seeing the home movies like, hey, there I am as a baby. So I've been Asian all my life. There you go. So it's, you know, it's been interesting to sort of reawaken that. And it, from that, seeing those films, I've developed a theme for my presentation, and I'm calling it The War Inside.
The War Inside, as you struggle with identity?
Yes. So my father is Filipino and my mom is Japanese. So when you think about it, the invasion of the Philippines by the Japanese, Bataan Death March, a lot of atrocities, it just, within 7 years of the war being over, my parents somehow found each other and fell in love. But, you know, hello, Bataan Death March, atrocities, why are you finding each other? You know, isn't there this, you know, leftover hostility? And, you know, it's a bit of a comedy in a way, because I'm sort of riffing on, you know, they shouldn't have got together and therefore I'm this tortured soul. And I do find there's personality differences within myself, and I'm maybe looking to attribute those to maybe some of those cultural differences as well.
There's something about how this is bringing out the home life for Asian Americans as part of this festival, but that's something that's often been quite private. I was wondering if you can elaborate about that and the significance of a project like Memories to Light in sharing stories and giving more insight into what, you know, for a lot of people has been kind of more of a hidden private culture.
Mm-hmm. And what they're really trying to do, Center for Asian American Media, is to open up that world for the rest of the world. I think it's, you know, this idea of being Asian American, what does that actually mean? And, you know, for me, it's an exploration of being mixed race. So Asian American for me is being Japanese and Filipino. But for my kids, being Asian American, I married my wife Liz, who is Italian and Irish. So their Asian American experience is going to be Italian, Irish, Japanese, and Filipino. So it's, you know, to me, it's really interesting that it's going to be more Hapa than purebred, I think, eventually. I mean, that seems to be the direction of the entire world is taking. So, you know, I don't know if that's their intent, but I see that is, you know, an inevitability that's going to happen.
That's filmmaker Mark DeSena. He is going to be presenting Memories to Light, which is part of the Center for Asian American Media Film Festival. It's a closing night production. Let's take a listen to one of the movies that's been contributed to this product. This is actually by your composer in this and one of the project managers, Davin Agatep. And it's taken from his own family's home video collection, as all of the films are from Memories to Light. It's audio from him in 1986 talking about his Christmas presents. Let's take a listen.
Hello. Today is Christmas Day. Today, this is for me that my brother Dennis gave me. It's Winnie the Pooh. Next, this is my brother. It's 10 TDK tapes. Next, this is my my headset, which is like a radio, only a headset. Next, we have money. Next, we have the zero-gravity cliffhangers that I got for Christmas. And boy, is it huge. Next, we got this super hauler twin pack, whatever. Twin pack truck. It's remote controlled too. Next, over here. How am I going to carry this?
That's the voice of a very young Davin Agatep as he's opening Christmas presents or talking about them. He's actually kind of acting there. So what does this tape say to you? What does that home movie say to you?
Seeing these films again, it just reopens this sort of picture of home that you just have completely forgot about. When I saw our films too, and, you know, the memories of being in Panama and, you know, being in Oakland, and, you know, that there were just blurs in our mind. Like, it's so different from today where you can, you know, everybody's got a camera. They can, you know, we have hours of video footage of our son growing up, of him just, you know, sitting there in his crib. Whereas, you know, all you had before were still shots.
Well, for you, how has this experience then of exploring this maybe more deeply because of looking at your historical video and thinking more about this history and your parents' relationship, what has that meant for you in your life?
Well, I think, you know, my parents were divorced when I was very young, so I think it's a bit of a forgiveness that I'm going to explore with my parents' separation. My dad in particular, I didn't grow up with my dad, and he came back into our lives late and had his own life, and we had ours. So it's that personal trip and exploration that I'm going to take that maybe gets me to that point of, you know, I can forgive him and, you know, forgive myself, forgive a lot of things that you know, I think we harbor inside of ourselves, you know, and try to keep them down. And this was, you know, a way to say, hey, there's first time I've ever seen my mom and dad kiss. There it is on film. And, you know, like, I don't remember that at all.